Midos Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes. The Mishnah continues with more on what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, the Mafteichos HaAzara BiYodam. Umokim, there was a place that was hollow, Hayasham over there, on the floor of the Beis HaMoiked. Amal Amo was the size of an Amo Al Amo. V'tavlo Shel Shayish V'tabas HaYikvuboy. There was a slab of Shayish that was on it, and there was a ring that was set into the stone to hold on to something. The shalsheles, there was a chain that was connected to this tavlo. Shamafteichos hayutluyizbo were on the chain. Higiyaz man hani'ilu, when it came the time to lock up the gates of the Azara, higbia es hatavlo b'tabas, he would pick up the tavlo. V'notol samafteichos min hashalsheles, he would take it off the chain. He would lock up the Shari Azorah from the inside. It doesn't really mean he would sleep. It means that as the Kohen was locking up from the inside, there was a Levi standing guard on the outside. Yoshin means that was his Mokum Kavun. It's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. The point is that the Levi was accompanying the Kohen, and the Levi was a Tofel. The Kohen was locking from the inside, the Levi was from the outside. Gomar Milino, when he finished locking the door, he put back the ring of keys onto the ring that was attached. He put back the slab of marble in its place. Nosan Ksuse Oleo on the tavlo, Yoshanlo, that was the protection of that place. Ira Keri Bechamehem, one of the Kehanim would have a Re'ias Keri. Mefarshim Yuma, it says that the Koiches Hatuma would seek to destroy the person who's more in a matzah of Kedusha. Kohen Gadol Marshal had stepped the whole night, there was a chashash. If he'd fall asleep, he would have Re'ias Keri. Because he's holding with so much potential of Kedusha, of the Avodah the next day, the Koich Satoma could bring him down. That's why there was a concern over here as well. If it would happen, Yoitze, he would go out from the Beis HaMoikid, he would go down through a tunnel that goes underneath. That mokum is not in Skadish B'Kedush Tazor. He's not violating the Issa Koris for a Tomei to be in the Azor. There were Neiros that were lit on either side of the tunnel. Achu Magil Abeis Atfil, until he got there was a mikveh there. Reb Lezer Yankiv Oimer. He didn't come back. He returned back on top, above ground level, there was another tunnel, Tachas Achel. From there, Yoitze V'hoiluch Loi B'todi, he went out, we said before, in Shar Todi, which was the Shar Tzvoini of the Harabais, that's where he went out from. So this is the end of the Sha'orim of the Harabais and the Sha'orim of the Azor. Now, as far as the Harabais is concerned, starting Perek Beis, the Mishnah starts with Harabais Hoy Chomish Meis Amal Chomish Meis Amal, was 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Now it's important to note, 500 Amos by 500 Amos is not that big of an area. The Etzem Mokum of the Har was much bigger. The Harabais itself, geographically, was much bigger. But the Mokum HaMekudish with Kedushas Harabais was 500 by 500 Amos. There are a lot of important Nafkaminis in that. Like Abi Atome coming into the Harabais, you didn't have that Mokum on the rest of the mountain. Where exactly those 500 Amos today are is impossible to know. Halloy, the Romans after the second base of Mikdush plowed up Rachmanis on the Harabais. We have no idea exactly what's left of the Harabais, or what was flattened, or where the contours were changed and different. So, Mel, that's part of the reason why it's impossible to map out, to delineate where exactly any of the Mokoimos, Legabi, each specific Kedusha is on the Harabais. The Mishnah just tells us that the Etzem Harabais, Ruboy Min HaDorim, most of it was to the Dorim side of the Etzem Azorah, the Mokom HaMekudesh of Avoido, Sheini Le Min HaMizrach, less than the Tzad HaDorim, but a substantial amount of space was on Tzad HaMizrach, Shlishi Le Min HaTzofen, Miyute Min HaMar, very little in the Marav. The Marav side was the Mokom HaMekudesh B'Yosef, the Mizrach less. The Tzad HaDorim was kilu there for the Hamoin to come in, and that's what we saw before. The Sha'arim and the Dorim reflect that that's where the Mokum Yitzia of the Knesset was. Mokem shahaya roiv midaser, where that was most of the room. Sham haya roiv tashmishay. That's where most of the usage was. We said there were offices there. There were things where tzroche hakobonis had to be sold. That was all on the tzad hadoroim of the mokem.